And that's where we leave the BBC World Service this morning. Good morning, it is 5:20 on Sunday the 16th of March. And this is Charles Carroll welcoming you to BBC Radio 4. Matt Taylor will be here in just a moment with the Shipping Bulletin. And later, Winifred Robinson will be updating us on a long-running project.
We've been following the Born in Bradford project, a long-term health study, from 2007.
Poor little baby.
In the latest edition, we look at a new vaccine that could prevent tens of thousands of hospital admissions of babies and young children each winter.
There's nothing worse than looking at your child and then not being able to breathe.
But we reveal an unexpected setback.
Currently, I stand by not vaccinating him.
Vaccine hesitancy in our country and across the Atlantic might really damage the health of populations.
Born in Bradford, with me, Winifred Robinson, on Radio 4, and BBC Sounds, this lunchtime at 1:30.
And now here's Matt Taylor. Morning.
Morning, Charles. Good morning, all. Let's start with the shipping forecast this morning, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency, issued at 0505 on Sunday the 16th of March. There are warnings of gales in South Utsira and Fisher. The general synopsis at midnight: High Rockall, 1,029. Expected Southern Faroe, 1,035 by midnight tonight. Low Northeast Trafalgar, 1,014, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours: Viking, North Utsira. Northerly, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first in North Utsira, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Wintry showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. South Utsira. Northwesterly, veering northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, then becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, showers then fair, good. Forties. Northerly, veering northeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 for a time in east, then decreasing 2 or 3 later, showers good. Cromarty 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Northwesterly 2 to 4, veering northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in East Dogger, then veering southeasterly 2 or 3 later in Cromarty. Showers good. Fisher. Northwest veering northeast 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time at first, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers then fair, good. German Bight. Northwest 3 to 5, veering northeast 4 to 6, showers then fair, good. Humber Thames. North or northeast 3 to 5, showers good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, northwest Biscay. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, showers good. Southeast Biscay. Variable 2 to 4, showers good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Northeasterly veering easterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time in far southwest of Fitzroy. Showers good, occasionally moderate in Fitzroy. Irish Sea. North or northeast 2 to 4, veering east 3 to 5 later. Showers good. Shannon. East or northeast 2 to 4, veering east or southeast 3 to 5. Showers good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later, showers good. Fair Isle. Northerly 5 at first in east and southwesterly 5 later in far north, otherwise variable 2 to 4, showers then fair, good. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic becoming southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in northern southeast Iceland. Showers good, occasionally moderate. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tarry Automatic, north by west 3, recent drizzle 27 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Stornoway, west southwest 1, 15 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Lerwick, northwest by north 3, 22 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Lucas, west 2, more than 38 miles, 1026, now falling. Bridlington, northwest by north 3, 1024, falling slowly. Sandetti light vessel automatic. Northeast 5, 11 miles, 1021. Jersey. Northeast by north 3, 15 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic. Northeast 5, 11 miles, 1022. Scilly automatic. East by north 4, 16 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Valentia. Northeast by east 2, 24 miles, 1026, now rising. Ronald's Way, northwest 1, 27 miles, 1026, falling slowly. And finally, Malin Head, south by east 2, 27 miles, 1028, rising slowly. And that brings me to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation: a large area of high pressure currently lying to the northwest of the United Kingdom will move slowly northeastwards across Scotland during the next 24 hours. Many coastlines will see only light to moderate breezes, although the wind will become strong at times through the English Channel. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North or northwest, veering east, then southeast later, 2 to 4. Showers, then fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or northwest, 2 to 4, veering northeast, 4 or 5, then east, 2 or 3 later. Showers, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northwest, 2 to 4, veering northeast, 3 to 5. Showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North or northwest, 3 or 4. Veering northeast 3 to 5. Showers, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northeasterly 3 to 5. Backing northerly 2 or 3 for a time at first in north. Mainly fair, then showers, good. From Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Northeasterly 4 to 6. Occasionally 3 later in west. Showers, but fair at first in west. Good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 except in far west, decreasing 3 at times close to inshore. Showers later, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first close to inshore. Showers later, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in north. Showers later, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally variable 2 at first, then veering east or northeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. North or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally variable 2 at first, veering east or northeast 3 to 5 later. Showers for a time, good. Isle of Man. Variable, mainly northeast 2 to 4, veering east 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. From Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. North or northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4. Becoming east or southeast 4 or 5 later. Showers later, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Variable, mainly northeasterly 2 to 4. Veering easterly 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 3 or less, becoming east or northeast 2 to 4, veering south or southeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, then fair, good. And finally, Shetland Isles. North or northeast 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair, good. And that completes this morning's Shipping Bulletin. I'll hand you back to Charles.
And that was Matt Taylor. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Sunday, the 16th of March. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Charles Carroll. These are this morning's headlines. Ministers are considering backing down on plans to freeze some disability benefits as part of efforts to cut the welfare budget. US forces have carried out military strikes against Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen. And in sport, Britain's Jack Draper has beaten Carlos Alcaraz to reach the first Masters final. The BBC has been told that ministers are considering abandoning plans to freeze some disability benefits as part of changes to welfare spending. More details about government efforts to slash billions of pounds from the welfare budget are expected in the coming days. Our political correspondent, Ben Wright, has been following developments.
One idea that's been talked about is a one-year freeze to personal independence payments, which is intended to help with extra living costs for people who have got long-term physical or mental health conditions. Now, the BBC understands ministers are considering not going ahead with a freeze to PIP, and I think that's mainly because of a backlash among Labour MPs who were trooping into Downing Street last week to hear about these plans and voiced in large numbers strong opposition.
As part of the government's package of welfare reforms, people with disabilities are expected to be given the right to try a job without the risk of losing any benefits they might receive. Surveys have found that the fear of losing financial support may be stopping some in this group from trying out paid work. The United States has launched a large-scale strike against Houthi riot targets in Yemen, killing at least 23 people. The Houthis have previously attacked commercial ships in the Red Sea, saying that it was because of Israel's war in Gaza. Israel says that it's prepared to continue negotiations with Hamas on extending the ceasefire in Gaza. The announcement was made after the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, met top aides and security officials. Officials in the United States say that tornadoes, which have been tearing across central and southern parts of the country, have killed more than 30 people since Friday. 12 of the deaths were in Missouri, where trees and power lines are down and homes and buildings have been damaged. These Missouri residents explained what they'd had to deal with.
Everything around it here is really bad. The trailer park up the street had fatalities. We don't have nothing compared to anything like that. I still have a home. They don't.
We had several vehicles, tractor trailers that were damaged, the roof to our storage building. We've lost all of our food.
A new ferry, which has been beset with problems, is due to resume sailing this afternoon after repairs were completed on a crack in the ship's hull. The Glen Sannox carries passengers between the Isle of Arran and Troon in South Ayrshire. It only came into service in January, years late and four times over budget. Two US astronauts who had their